I think the bald heads from Shaolin are behind this. They're scared of nobody.
Hello?
What's up, what's up, what's up? Welcome to Civil Intercourse with Tony P.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy.
Are you pondering what I'm pondering?
Well, I hope today we find you in good health and good spirit.
Your appeal to my humanity is pointless.
Come on, man.
We can meet our destiny to build a land here that will be for all mankind a shining city on a hill.
So if we all believe in individual liberty, and we all believe in these rules of democracy, what is our modern argument about?
Hey guys, how you doing? We are we're recording this session July 19th, 2023. We did our last podcast a week ago. We've been doing a lot. We're kind of canning segments and really working on Fafu Stew and getting a lot of pre-production done for that. And getting interviews all set up to do for Civil Intercourse. And so I just want to apologize a little bit. I was a little tiny bit on a soapbox last time, but it did matter. And one of the things that I missed while I was doing my little rant, and if you missed it, we were celebrating. We reached $32 trillion in debt. Yeah. All right. Good us. You should go back and listen to that because it's not going to be the same things that other people are going to be talking about. So I would recommend it. It is a little soapboxy. I even labeled it soapbox edition. Sometimes I get a little into the emotions of it, and sometimes I realize I'm talking to myself as well. I was almost not going to even post that part of it. I was going to edit out, and I said, you know, just leave it. It's somebody needs to hear that. Maybe I needed to hear it. But one of the things I missed in there is what one of the reasons why I was bringing this up is from that last edition is there was a part when I was I let a clip go in there from one of the congressmen. He was talking about the different expenditures that we had in the budget.
You may know the story of the, let me see if I can pull this out, the parable of the sower. It's a very famous biblical story, the parable of the sower. Well, this particular version of the parable of the sower was actually a little bit different. What your tax dollars paid for is actually an event that was done to teach climate futurism and to be able to use the parable of the sower from the Bible, but to reteach a new religion called Earth Seed using the biblical story of the parable of the sower and talking about humanity's destiny to be able to leave Earth for other planets. It wasn't the writing of the book. It was a conference for teachers to make sure teachers know how to be able to teach this new version of the parable of the sower and about the religion of Earth Seed to their kids. That was done with your tax dollars.
They were funding, getting together and training teachers to use this book that's approved in critical race theory that's based, it has the name of a biblical, you know, the parable of the sower, but it's a more of a modern dystopian book that they're basing it off of, and they're using that in education. I have to read the book because I'm pretty sure it's probably a good book that they're twisting like they do most things in critical race theory in education. But it's interesting because they're funding training for teachers to teach kids that a new religion, basically, Earth Seed, that we, you know, the planet's going to die and we need to get, you know, get ourselves ready to travel out into space. And, you know, travel. I'm all for space exploration. I love it. I follow NASA. I follow a lot of different, I don't like a lot of political things they get themselves involved in, but I love space. I love space exploration. I'm a Trekkie. Star Wars, I like Star Wars, but not for the space aspect. A little more into the Trekkie stuff for that. But as far as, you know, entertainment goes, but that's just crazy that they're spending money, you know, to teach teachers how to manipulate children and teach them a new religion and to create a religion. So I'm going to do more research on that. I can't wait to do a show. When you see that one pop up, my faithful four listeners, please give a listen to that. And, you know, let me know what you think about that. And, definitely, we gotta pay attention to what we're doing in education, what we're paying for and what we're allowing our children to have put into their brains. Like I said, I'm all for space exploration. I'm all for even publicly saying, hey, you know, we may need to leave the planet someday. So maybe we need to focus on travel and put a little more effort in that. Let's have a public, open conversation. Let's not brainwash children into a cult religion of space worship. It's just freaking stupid. But anyways, let's get on with the show. We got three topics today. It should be a fast one. Let's get into it. Topic one. I really quickly want to talk about the signal is always greater than the static. A lot of us getting on social media are getting sucked in by trolls who really just want to waste time. They want to suck you in, get you in where you're wasted time and distracted from doing effective, meaningful things in your life. Whether that's political or not is irrelevant. Whether that means you're just spending time with your family, having quality peace of mind within your work, within your life, whatever you're doing, whatever that is, being distracted by the static and not being focused on the signal is dangerous. The signal has to always be stronger and greater than the static. The static is just, it's irritating, it gets in the way, and you want these trolls, you want to get in. They're fishing for attention, they're depressed people, they're not, you know, and really, they're not even talented. Like, we had some talented memers and gift guys going on, you know, Twitter for a while ago. I don't know if all the really good trolls got banned like I did for 5 years, but the troll game is really weak right now, and there is a lot of substance going on. There's things happening in spaces on Twitter. A lot of people are going to different aspects, but it's all about building community right now. That static, that distraction from you building your family, you building your friendships, you building your coalitions within your political leanings and you know, the things you're into, sports, whatever. Don't let it distract you from real life, because all this crap on social media, all this static, all these fake news, all the, you know, this crap, Trump's finally going down. He may, but it'll be because the Department of Justice is corrupt. And we're going to talk more about that in a second. As a matter of fact, let's just go into issue number two for the day. Trump isn't the issue. We are. If you're getting stuck in the static and you're arguing over Trump, you're not arguing the proper topic. We the people need to take our power back. And Trump is the only candidate that everybody hates. He's the only president I ever saw that came in and just stumbled in and was like, let me try to do a good job here. And people will love me and this will be awesome. And just was clueless. I know he thought he knew it was bad. I knew he knew there was corrupt. I knew he knew. But until you get into the weeds of it and you really actually try to come in and run a government the way you would a business, where you just assess, okay, we have this project, we have to do this. These are our goals. This is what we're trying to reach. You know, this is what, okay, but wait, what do you mean you're in a grid like that? You know, you made a lot of politicians look like the fake, inept frauds that they are. They're in there not doing their job and embezzling our money, which leads us to topic number three. We just reached that $32 trillion, and that's our freedom. And if you get lost in the static, you're not paying attention to the fact. Listen, they're never going to balance that budget all the way down. We may get it down to 7 or 8 trillion again, but these bastards, people forget. And, you know, we've had this battle a few times in our history, and they always find a way to pretend like, oh yeah, we're being frugal now, we're being prudent with the money, and not being prudent with the money. That's just the bottom line, you know. So you have to make them, we as the voters have to hold them accountable, because like I said in the last show when we did the celebration, that is how they waste all of our tax dollars, is because we allow career politicians to come in and we don't hold them accountable. We can't let them keep going in and saying, oh shucks, you know, this is how the system works. We said we were going to do this, and this, but that, you know, we can't do it because, you know, there's all the, no, you can't do it because you have no backbone and no principle. If everyone we elect goes in and says, hey, we have to balance the budget, and we can't have a 10,000 page budget that nobody reads and go on the floor and pass it. We can't have omnibus bills. We can't have like patchwork bills for the budget. That's not how a budget works. We need to get control of our politicians. And getting lost in the static, getting lost out of the real reality, the things that are the most important. And I know people say, oh, voting is not the most important. That's not the most important. There are the two most important things. We have to fix our election integrity. We have to watch these people. We don't need to fight a revolution. I said this in the last podcast. We don't need to fight a revolution. We don't need violence. We don't need violence or any type of revolution. We don't need anything but to be responsible citizens, get informed, and vote better, and not have any career politicians anymore. Let's get back to our common spaces. Let's get back to our sports. Let's get back to our love of Americana. Let's get back to being the diverse group of people that we were and have been since the late 60s and 70s, man. The whole thing has changed, and they're trying to take us back in time. No, baby, we're past all that. Let's move ahead. Let's keep fixing the problems that we have, but let's not get lost in the static, and let's focus on the real problems. Career politicians, overtaxation, and overreach of government. The Constitution wasn't made to limit our rights. It was made to limit the rights of the governing bodies that we elect to represent us. We can keep them in check if we do our due diligence and stop treating our neighbors like enemies and stop getting distracted by the trolls. Always remember, the signal is greater than the static. Don't get sucked in, people. I hope you have good health, good spirit, good life. Let's see you all soon. Lots of shows coming. Take care. We're going to be posting up to Twitter. We're paying for that stupid blue check mark. So because we can post 8 gigabyte videos and like book, like little short mini novels basically on there as far as text. I don't like to do it because I like the little short tweets, but we will be posting stuff on Twitter and getting spaces going. So hit us up. Hit me up at anchor.fm/ABCA and send me a sound file. Hey, even if you want to say, hey, I think you're a retard, go ahead and say that. I don't care. I'll probably put it up on the show. And to my faithful 4 listeners who keep complaining that I'm not putting out product fast enough, thank you. It's motivational. You guys take care. We'll see you soon. Peace.
We did a multi-thousand page omnibus bill at the end of last year that literally no one had read.
Who cares?
We did a multi-thousand page omnibus bill at the end of last year that literally no one had read.
You're fired.
We did a multi-thousand page omnibus bill at the end of last year that literally no one had read. No one. There were no committee hearings in the Senate on appropriations at all last year. And trillions of dollars were spent, and no one knows what they were spent for.
Our government is too big, and it spends too much.